The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Who here likes a good challenge? Don't be shy. It's okay. So as a kid, a 90s kid to boot, I was into video games, and that was the era of like Super Mario 64, Super Smash Brothers, all those Nintendo 64 favorites. So I'm kind of naming my vintage right now. And I would always try to conquer all the levels of these video games without cheat codes, because that was kind of the thing. You find the cheat codes, you get farther in the game, you figure out weird stuff, that sort of thing. But I was a video game purist, so to speak, and I was up for that challenge to beat these video games without any of the cheat codes or anything. And I always had trouble doing that. And then came along my brother, who is 6 years younger than I. And he just sits down and just plays the game like it's no big deal. And that would frustrate me. But turns out, I guess there's a reason. My brother is now a drone pilot in the U.S. Air Force, about to be commissioned a captain. So, another challenge that comes to mind when I think about our texts for today is I studied classical piano in high school and college, and it took me 2.5 years to learn one piano piece. And for you classical music nerds out there, that was Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G minor. And for those of you who know what that is, this should be no surprise. But oh, the satisfaction of playing that piece for my senior recital. Those are just a couple of positive examples of challenges that I can personally think of. And I'm sure each and every one of you can think of a couple as well. But what about the not so positive, right? The challenge of seeing a loved one in the hospital who may or may not return to normal life. Maybe it's financial challenges. Maybe it's employment challenges. Maybe it's challenges of your faith. Maybe you've been challenged with anxiety and fear for what is to come. And maybe some of these challenges in life have left you lost or hopeless, alone even. There are so many challenges in this world and in this life. it can be hard to wrap our heads around it all. And yet many of these things we see as challenges in life may be part of God's calling for you. Part of the ways in which we're called to live out our lives as the beloved children of God. The scripture readings and the gospel that are before you today are the passages that I think speak to these challenges that we regularly face and how we're called to respond. In our Joshua reading, the premise is that Joshua has been put in charge of the Israelites, a second generation Moses to speak, and being virtually still a young kid, he is scared out of his wits at the thought of being put in this huge position of responsibility. And so in the first chapter of Joshua, God is having a conversation with him, calling Joshua to trust in how God is working through him to lead God's people. To be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you always. God called Joshua to have the courage to stand up to this challenge. Was it always sunshine and daisies? Nope. There was a lot of mess in between. But the one thing that God promises the whole time is that God is with Joshua and all of us all the time. God will never forsake you. A stark reminder of this is in our psalm today. Be still and know that I am God. The whole point of Psalm 46 is similar to the Joshua reading. It's that reminder that God is with us through the tumult, through the pain, and through the joy that life as a child of God has to offer. As Paul says in our second reading, for we walk by faith and not by sight, in that the love of Christ urges us on. So there is this hope in Christ Jesus that is given to us, and that hope is carried on through our gospel reading today. I love the image of Jesus the Good Shepherd and Jesus the Gate. It describes Jesus' exact purpose in coming to earth. Jesus the Good Shepherd laid down his life on the cross for you, the sheep, and rose again for you so that you are forgiven all of your sin. And that darkness will not overcome you, even in the deepest, darkest, and most hopeless of life's challenges. God in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is there with you always. So I invite you to think of a big challenge that you are facing in your life or in the life of this congregation right now. It may be positive or negative. What worries you about that challenge? What's at stake? It can be kind of daunting to think about in and of itself. In the challenges of life, God calls us to have faith, be strong and courageous, and know that God is with you every step of the way. Even with how difficult the challenges of life can be, whether it's positive or negative. Because of the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus continues to and always will be the good shepherd who will take care of you and get you through those challenges in ways we could never think of or even anticipate. I have to tell you, it's no coincidence that these readings were picked together. If any of you make the trip to my ordination later this summer, you'll notice that these are the exact readings that I picked for that day. Truthfully, the formation that I went through throughout this seminary journey has been one of the biggest challenges of my life and my family's life. One doesn't just excitedly proclaim that they want to become a pastor and it's a happy, happy, joy, joy type of experience 100% of the time, although happiness and joy is part of it. It's been a roller coaster. It's been a challenging and fruitful experience. And you, the members of Trinity and Grace Lutheran Churches in Driscoll, have been a hugely vital part of how God has formed leaders in this church. So I thank you for this challenge. Thank you for calling, nurturing, and forming leaders for this church as the body of Christ. Thank you for supporting me on my own journey, call, and formation. And as you, as the body of Christ, move forward, be still and know that God is with you, Trinity Lutheran Church, on the journey ahead, guiding you in the right pathways in God's mission together. Be still and know God. Be strong and courageous. And know that Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, is with you always as your walk continues yet by faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.